Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
100.9 FM, Richland Center. Today's news at noon from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 51 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In a key meeting at the White House today, President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky discussing an end to Russia's war in Ukraine and finalizing a mineral rights deal between the U.S. and Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich has more.
The minerals deal is important. In theory, it's that framework that ties U.S. and Ukrainian economic interests together in Ukraine going forward. But I think it's not the main show. I mean, the main show is ultimately how you reach a ceasefire on the ground and what the security guarantees will be. And it doesn't look like there'll be many references to security guarantees in this minerals agreement.
Pope Francis remains in a Rome hospital for pneumonia. The Vatican says he continues to improve. Doctors say it will take more days of clinical stability before they know if the Pope is out of danger. In Los Angeles, the red carpet is out and final preps are underway for this Sunday's Academy Awards. The Oscars air on ABC. This is ABC News. The top Google searches this month could tell us something about the Oscars race.
The Academy Awards ceremony is just a few days away.
Reaching peak Oscar buzz right now, so people are searching for all sorts of things.
Google Trends expert Nick Byrne says the most searched Best Picture nominee is Anora.
Followed by The Brutalist, and then Nickel Boys came in third, and Amelia Perez in fourth.
But he adds that what people search for doesn't necessarily indicate what Academy voters will cast a ballot for. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Oscars air this Sunday on ABC for a preview of The Big Night, a special edition of 2020 Countdown to the Oscars with Robin Roberts, premieres tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Apple says it's coming out with a new feature aimed at helping parents protect their children more effectively on social media. The function will allow developers to access age information volunteered by parents. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Your forecast today calling for a wind advisory that will be in effect until 6 this evening. As for your afternoon forecast, highs in the lower 50s, northwest winds 20 to 30, gusts could be as high as 45 this afternoon. Otherwise, look for mixed skies, isolated brief rain showers also possible later in this afternoon. Tonight, look for cooler temperatures with a sprinkle or flurry possible in the early evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy with lows of 15, northwest winds 10 to 20. Saturday, highs of 28 and mostly sunny. And Sunday, we finish the weekend out mostly sunny, highs of 38. At this time, though, 5 minutes after 12 noon, southeast winds are at 15 and we're at 51 degrees.
Roof! What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Family Prescription Center. Where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks, in for Joanne Krulatz. Phone line disruptions continue at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed, or the line will continue to ring, but does not ring at the hospital. They have alerted the telephone service provider and are working to resolve the issue. Further updates will be provided as they become available. The phone line outage also continues at Ithaca Schools and some other businesses in our area. They once again are engaged with their service provider and will pass along updates to everyone as they become available. Renovations are on the way. For a Madison's Alliant Energy Center, Dane County Executive Melissa Agard announced the improvements on Thursday. The county has been planning the renovations and expansion for nearly a decade. And Agard says bringing the Exposition Hall and Veterans Memorial Coliseum up to date will attract more performances and events. The Coliseum was built in 1967, the Expo Hall in 1995. Agard said the work will be starting as soon as 2026. The airport in Madison served 2,347,990 total passengers last year, just 1.4% shy of its all-time record back in 2019. Passenger traffic from September to December of last year outpaced the same period in 2019, and airport officials say early indicators suggest that growth could extend into this year. They attribute the success to the return of key destinations, introduction of new services, and a new airline, as well as sustained high demand for air travel. The top non-stop destinations out of Madison in 2024 were Denver, Phoenix, Washington, D.C., and Orlando. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is ending the frozen road declaration for the entire state as of 12:01 this morning. Class 2 and posted road restrictions are temporarily on hold as field staff continue to evaluate conditions amid the rapid warm-up in recent days. Motor carriers are encouraged to monitor the seasonal weight restriction program website and the frozen roads hotline at 608-266-8417 for the latest information. Wisconsin DOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecast along with frost tubes, liquid-filled devices under pavement to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads or thawed to lift declarations. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highway susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw period as frost leaves the ground. County highways, town roads, city, and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on these roads are up to local units of government. The Richland County Highway Department has announced that it will be posting weight restrictions on all county roadways starting Friday, March 7th. Posting will begin on County Highway A and extend to all county roads. Weight restrictions will be enforced on all county roadways starting Monday, March 10th. If you're a farm owner and you need to make plans for the future of your farm but are not sure what or where to start, there's an upcoming workshop to help you. The workshop is called Thinking About Farm Succession. It will be held this coming Thursday, March 6th in the evening from 6 to 9 at Melville Hall in the Pippin Room on the Richland campus. Joy Kirkpatrick is the outreach specialist for UW-Madison Division of Extension.
If you're just thinking about farm succession, which is what we've kind of titled that program, this gets you started in finding out, like, what happens if you don't have a plan. My colleague, Kelly Wilford, who is an attorney, but now works for Extension, so she doesn't practice, right? She can't be your attorney, but she can talk about the law. She's going to talk about what happens if you don't have a plan, and the state has one for you. So talk a lot about all of the details around the legal issues, the tax issues, probate, long-term care. So that's kind of her area of talking about the planning pieces. And then I focus on communications and goal setting and what can you do on your own or with someone else to help you with that planning so that you're not having those conversations in front of the attorney or the accountant. You have a little better idea of what your goals are, what information they need is a bit more organized. So I talk a lot about, like, how can you prepare to be more efficient when you start using those paid services.
When it comes to farm succession, there are many concerns farm owners have, which will be discussed at the workshop.
Universally, farm families have very similar challenges, right? Pretty universal question that we get is basically, is the farm big enough to do what we want it to do financially? We talk about that a lot with farm families. One of the other things that's pretty universal is one on-farm child who's helped me build this business, but I also have other children who aren't a part of the farm, but there's this idea that they want to leave an inheritance or something for those other children as well. And so just talking through that, like, what could that look like? Maybe it's not going going to be completely equal monetarily, but there's some sort of fairness conversation that comes about. So the message is, yes, your situation is unique, but also know that there are a lot of other families that are dealing with these. And we have had those conversations with families, and a lot of the things that we'll present on March 6th can help get you thinking about, like, what is it that we could do to start analyzing and having conversations around that.
Kirkpatrick also says that the workshop not only will be helpful to farmers, but to others as well.
Anybody who has assets, anybody who has loved ones, it really is very broad as to what kinds of things you need to be doing.
The Thinking About Farm Succession Workshop this coming Thursday, March 6th in the evening from 6 to 9 at Melville Hall in Pippin Room 1, in the Pippin Room, on the Richland campus is free. However, space is limited, so registrations are appreciated. You can register online at go.wisc.edu/March6FarmSuccession. If you prefer to register by phone or need assistance with the online form, you can also call Richland County Extension Office at 608-647-6148. You can also contact Joy Kirkpatrick by email at joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu if you have any questions or you need an accommodation to attend the event. The 13th Annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament will be held Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The tournament is held each year to raise funds for the Milk into Cheese program, which supplies cheese to various food pantries. Ed Chitwood is the organizer for the event.
This is probably one of our biggest money makers for the, it kind of puts us over the top, so we have enough money to take cheese year-round to all the pantries. We do Muscadet, Richland Center, Lone Rock, Boscobel, and we had a little bit more money in our account, and I thought it's kind of foolish just leave the money sit there if we could help somebody else. So periodically we take some to Highland also.
Now, while the tournament is very popular, the day will also feature a variety of other events.
The 1:30 shift is pretty much full right now. We have probably room for about 10 or 15 on the 11 o'clock shift. But I also encourage people to come down, whether you're a bowler or not, come down and help Will get something to eat. They have, like all bowling alleys, have really good pizza, chicken wings, you know, they have it all. And chances are there's somebody there that you're going to know and visit with, and they could buy a raffle ticket if they want to buy one. It's just, we try to make it a fun day and not to get into your pocketbook too deep. We've got raffle table, we got a 50-50, we got a dice game. We have a meat raffle where you can win a half a hog. We have 2 sticks of sausage, 2 rings of bologna, 2 packages of brats, and 6 pounds of hamburger. So you've got about 8 chances to win on that. And then Lynette Kiever, she has made us a quilt for probably the last 10 years. And there's a quilt raffle, and you put your name on a card, and then that goes all day. And we'll get a hold of you if you win, and I'll make sure that you get it.
The cost of bowl is $15 a person and includes a free pound of cheese. To make a reservation, you can call Ed at 608-537-2340. Eating Disorders Awareness Week runs through Sunday, March 2nd. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more.
An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. you can start by talking with your primary care doctor who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
Republican lawmakers are reintroducing legislation to prohibit persons under the age of 18 from accessing gender-affirming care in Wisconsin. Legislative LGBTQ plus caucus chair Democratic State Senator Mark Spritzer said that gender-affirming care helps save lives, and without it, kids will be forced to go without the care they need. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the bill would ban procedures for those under 18 if done for the purpose of changing the minor's body to correspond to a sex that is discordant with the minor's biological sex. Democratic Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation that reached his desk last session. And a Wisconsin appeals court ruled that a grant program aimed at helping minority students afford higher education is unconstitutional on Wednesday. The Second District Court of Appeals cited a 2023 U.S. Supreme Court decision in its ruling, which found race-based affirmative action programs in college admissions are unconstitutional. The Wisconsin Higher Education Aids Board's grant program was created in 1985. And provided minority students with between $250 and $2,500 in aid to reduce higher education costs. It's 52 degrees, 20 minutes after 12 noon.
Accidents happen, but with over 30 years of experience, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. Get a free estimate, and we'll restore your car to perfection. Plus, enjoy our complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Come see the experts at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Turbo's in Hub City is the ultimate go-to spot for food, fun, and flavor. Start your weekend with their crowd-pleasing Friday Night Fish, featuring fresh shrimp and full menu. Saturday nights are all about indulgence with juicy prime rib and shrimp, plus a full menu to explore. Looking for a great lunch? Turbo's has daily soup and sandwich specials, and don't miss their famous hash burger, a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. Sundays feature roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts that hit the sweet spot. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where every visit feels like a celebration. Come for the food, stay for the fun.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
WRCO News Time is 23 minutes after 12 noon. Over the weekend, an arrest was made after a two-county chase. On Sunday, the Richland Center Police Department was dispatched to a possible domestic disturbance within the city of Richland Center. The suspect was identified as Alexis Moan, 29, of Richland Center. Moan left the residence while the caller was on the phone with Richland County Dispatch. Moan was reported to be intoxicated and possibly crashed after leaving the home. Moan was located by officers of the police department and Richland County Sheriff's Office, where they attempted to conduct a traffic stop and a pursuit was initiated. During the pursuit, Moan stopped and a high-risk stop was conducted. Moan then began fleeing again, and while attempting to go around a squad car, she crashed into a parked car. The pursuit continued through the city of Richland Center until terminated by the sheriff's office. Information was provided to the Grant County Sheriff's Office, as she was known to frequent that area. Moan was located by the Boscobel Police Department, and another pursuit was initiated. Alexis Moan was taken into custody by the Boscobel Police Department and Grant County Sheriff's Office for charges within their county and multiple charges within Richland County. During a search of the vehicle, items of drug paraphernalia were located. A package you didn't order could be a fun surprise, but be careful, especially if it comes with a QR code. It might be the setup for a scam. In a brushing scam, you receive a package you didn't order, often without a return address. This is often a setup by unscrupulous companies who found your address online. After the company ships the product to you, they can post a fake positive review on your behalf to improve their store's ratings and get more sales. Reports to BBB Scam Tracker over the last few months show a twist on brushing scams where the package contains a QR code. The code comes with instructions to scan it to find out who sent the package or how to start a return. Scanning the QR code can lead to a phishing website or download malware onto your device. It may seem like there are no downsides to a free package, but it could be a sign that someone is using your personal information for their own gain. If this happens to you, the Better Business Bureau recommends checking the security of your accounts and notifying the retailer who sent you the package. If you receive a package you didn't order, don't scan QR codes. If you did scan the QR code and entered personal information, change your passwords for any accounts that may have been compromised and enable two-factor authentication. Keep a close eye on your credit reports and credit card bills after you receive the package. Notify the retailer. If you can tell where the package is from, go directly to the retailer's website to get their contact information and report the package as a scam. Check for fake reviews. If you can identify the company that sent you the packages, look for false reviews in your name and report them to the retailer. Pause deliveries. One package is no big deal, but some targets of brushing scams are overwhelmed with a floor of unordered packages, creating a serious problem. If this happens, you may want to consider temporarily refusing package delivery at your home address and directing your real orders to a package acceptance service. Keep the package. The one silver lining of brushing scams is you get to keep the gift. The Federal Trade Commission says you have a legit right to keep unordered merchandise. Don't try to return it, especially if there are instructions to scan a QR code or enter information. It could needlessly compromise more of your personal information. If you spot a delivery scam, report it. Visit bbb.org/scamtracker to report your experience and help others learn the signs of a scam. With temperatures tapping the 40s, remember that no ice is safe ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently. And if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone.
Former Wisconsin State Representative Katrina Shanklin will be the next executive director of Rust Belt Rising. Shanklin worked to increase access to affordable health care in rural areas, and she supported farmers with water quality and conservation. As executive director of Rust Belt Rising, Shanklin will work to train Democrats and provide research and programs to rising leaders in the Midwest. Viroqua native and NASA astronaut Mark Lee will be inducted into the Wisconsin Aviation Hall of Fame. While in high school, Mark became aware of and applied to the Air Force Academy. He received an appointment and headed off to Colorado Springs, Colorado, in June of 1970. He majored in civil engineering and after graduation went to Laughlin Air Force Base in Del Rio, Texas. As one of the top graduates, he proceeded on to fighter lead in training at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, and then F-4 upgrade training at Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix, Arizona. He demonstrated proficiency in weapons delivery and earned the Barry Goldwater Award as the top gun. After 2.5-year stint in Okinawa, Japan, Mark attended graduate school in Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where he earned a master's degree in mechanical engineering in 1980. After graduation, he was assigned to Hanscom Air Force Base in Bedford, Massachusetts, and became the operational support manager in the Airborne Warning and Control System Program Office. This was supposed to be a 4-year assignment, but 1.5 years into the job, the Air Force was short of pilots and pulled him back to the cockpit flying F-16s. After upgrade training at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, Mark was assigned to Hill Air Force Base in Utah. In early 1984, NASA announced that they were going to select another group of astronauts. Mark applied and was one of 17 selected out of 5,000 applications. After 1 year of astronaut candidate training, the class of 1984 was eligible for flight assignments. Mark was the first in his class to receive a space flight assignment. However, the Challenger accident in January of 1986 curtailed all future flights. Once flights resumed, Mark flew serviced as a mission specialist on Atlantis in May of 1989. The crew deployed the planetary probe Magellan, which was responsible for mapping over 95% of the surface of Venus. Mark's second mission was aboard Endeavour in 1992. His third mission was aboard Discovery, where he served as a mission specialist. The mission involved the first untethered extravehicular activity in 10 years. On orbit, Mark performed a flight test sequence to verify the flying performance and validation of the training module's fuel consumption and sustainability for future training of astronauts. For his development work and on-orbit flight test, Mark was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. On Mark's fourth space flight, he again served as payload commander aboard Discovery in 1997. On his four missions, Mark traveled over 13 million miles, circled the world 517 times, and logged 25 EVA hours during 33 days in orbit. Throughout his 17 years at NASA, Mark Lee has also served as capsule communicator, lead astronaut support person, chief of astronaut appearances, chief of the astronaut office mission development branch, chief of the EVA robotics branch, and chief of the EVA branch. He also worked on EVA, inertial upper stage space lab, and space station systems and assembly issues. Following his retirement from NASA and the Air Force in 2001, Mark and his family moved to Madison, where he managed space station experiment development projects at Orbital Technologies. In 2006, he moved to Affiliated Engineers, a mechanical, electrical, and plumbing engineering design firm, to manage their design activities. Mark became a principal in the firm and, after a few years, took over the office in Houston, Texas, until his retirement in 2022. Even though Mark has traveled millions of miles, his roots are firmly entrenched in Wisconsin. Throughout his life and career, two things have been especially important to Mark: environmental awareness and inspiring youth. In the 1980s, Mark acquired farmland near where he grew up in Vernon and Richland counties. The land was not favorable for crops, so he started planting trees. Over the years, Mark has planted over 140,000 trees. Those trees have improved the soil, curbed erosion, and given wildlife a new habitat. Looking back at the Earth from space reinforced Mark's desire to improve our planet. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites you to celebrate the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System by learning about its history of outdoor recreation, tourism, and stewardship. Over the last 125 years, Wisconsin's state park system has grown in both size and opportunity to meet the needs of Wisconsinites and visitors. The system's history is rich with stories of hard work and dedication to the state's natural resources. The introduction of the oldest state park, Interstate Park, in 1900, spurred momentum to keep expanding efforts to preserve Wisconsin's natural places. Between 1910 and 1918, four more state parks were established, and the Lone Park became a system. The state's parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas are managed to conserve and protect Wisconsin's natural resources. Governor Evers proclaimed 2025 the Wisconsin State Park System's 125th anniversary across the state. The significance of this milestone can be observed in the day-to-day operations of more than 120 properties that make up the state's park system. These sites offer you a space to improve your health and wellness, build community, learn new skills, and spend quality time in the outdoors. new campgrounds and properties, additions of amenities such as amphitheaters, shelters, and indoor gathering spaces, investments in universal recreation, and the launch of a statewide wellness initiative, OutWIGO, are just a few examples of the growth seen within the Wisconsin State Park system over the last few decades. Looking forward to the next 125 years, the Wisconsin State Park System will continue to pursue investments in public lands, properties, facilities, and infrastructure to ensure the system continues to protect natural resources and provide an excellent visitor experience. Most 125th anniversary events are free to attend, but require a Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle admission pass. Visitors will also have the opportunity to purchase new anniversary-themed merchandise at properties across the state this spring. For visitors who may be new to state parks, the DNR offers a new-to-parks webpage to help identify a property to visit and plan ahead for a safe and fun outing. Today's winner of $500 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Merriman Keene Jr. with ticket number 133.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hill Point is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASC certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Friday, February 28th. Richard Sadler, age 74, died Tuesday, February 25th. A celebration of life will be held on Thursday, March 6th, from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrances at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler is survived by his wife, Sue, and two children, Rebecca and Paul. Richard Sadler, age 74. Dr. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, March 8th at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. A luncheon will follow the service. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church on Saturday, March 8th from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Kent Friedland is survived by his wife of 50 years, Alice, two children, Grant and Shanda Friedland of Spring Green, and April and Lance Smithy of Richland Center. Seven grandchildren, sisters-in-law Lucille Friedland of Florida and Cindy Friedland of Minnesota, many other relatives and friends. Kent was preceded in death by his parents, David and Rosalind Friedland, and brothers, Mark and James Friedland. Dr. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Burricker, 93, of La Crosse, died on Tuesday, February 18th, at Hillview Health Care in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service at Willow Valley Cemetery will be held at a later date. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church, 24811 Highway 58, Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Dorothy is survived by her sister, Donna Olson of Onalaska, brother and sister-in-law, Ronald and Mary Garves of La Crosse, Kenny and Sandy Baroker of Richland Center, and many other nieces and nephews. Dorothy Ann Burricker, 93, of La Crosse.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Today's birthday and anniversary wishes go out to Stan and Fritzy Goplin and Andy and Brooke Reinhardt. Happy anniversary from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We have a wind advisory for the area in effect until 6 o'clock this afternoon. We are looking at mixed skies and windy conditions. We're looking at gusts up to 45 miles per hour in the afternoon hours. Otherwise, coming from the northwest, 20 to 30 miles per hour. An isolated brief rain shower is possible later on today as well. Highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, breezy winds and much colder. A sprinkle or flurry is possible in the early evening, then partly cloudy skies. Lows dropping into the mid-teens. Winds from the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Heading into our Saturday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies and cooler temperatures settling in. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. Winds from the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Saturday night, we're looking at clear skies and brisk temperatures dropping down to the low teens. Winds are expected to be on the light side, less than 5 miles an hour. For our Sunday, mostly sunny skies with nice conditions and light breezes. We are looking at highs in the mid to upper 30s. Winds are coming in from the southwest around 5 miles an hour. For Monday of next week, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, 40% chance of a light wintry mix early in the morning, turning to just a drizzle by the midday. We're looking at highs hitting the mid to upper 40s. Tuesday is going to give us cloudy skies and warmer temperatures with periods of rain likely. It's possible for mixing or turning to wet snow overnight. We're looking at highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. As we get into Wednesday, windy and colder temperatures with a 50% chance of snow in the morning, highs only hitting the mid-30s. And as we get into Thursday of next week, a mix of sun and clouds with chilly temperatures and spotty snow showers possible, highs in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Hope everyone has a great rest of their Friday.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is currently a partly cloudy 52 degrees, up from a morning low of 27. Yesterday, our high was 47 and no precipitation. Record high on this day, 59, set in 1976, a record low 12 below in 1879. Last year on this day, our high was 28, our low 11. Sunset today at 5:49, sunrise tomorrow at 6:38. No precipitation. The barometer is at 29.39 as it dips, and we have winds out of the east at 20. Again, it's 52 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Authentic Texas-style barbecue is on the menu today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
I joke and say that, you know, in Texas, everybody believes their barbecue is the best because they wouldn't be Texan if they didn't believe that.
That's Brian Bracewell, the third generation in his family to own and operate Southside Market and Barbecue. The business originated in 1882 in Elgin and has expanded to three additional locations in Central Texas. Bracewell returned to the business after attending Texas A&M University, though he goes back often.
I've been involved in Camp Brisket and Barbecue Summer Camp at Texas A&M University since they began. And I bring those things back home, and we apply them here at Southside. And there's no doubt in my mind that we're making better, more consistent, authentic Central Texas barbecue today than ever before.
Bracewell says there's a science to good barbecue.
Barbecue takes time. Barbecue takes effort. And so for us, that means being authentic with the cuts of meat we use, with the brisket, with the beef, sausage, using the post oak wood for the fires. It takes patience. It takes a desire to get it right. You know, you can't rush that. You just got to let it happen.
My thanks to Texas A&M for assisting with this story. There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
A renewed push at the federal level to help local meat packers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, with tariffs on Canada and Mexico looming, an economist is concerned about the long-term impacts on agriculture. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has this report from the 2025 Mercer County Ag Outlook Day.
Ohio State University professor Ian Sheldon says he's most worried about the U.S. soybean industry.
But the rate at which Brazil has been grabbing market share has been growing very, very rapidly compared to the U.S. And even before the trade war in 2018-2019, we were already losing market share in feed grains and soybeans.
He tells Brownfield.
We have these across-the-board tariffs and we have this retaliation. We're going to see a decline in U.S. GDP and the forecasts depend upon the extent of retaliation. People got upset about inflation, but people believed it was going to come, the rate was going to come down. I think that might be changing.
From Salina, Ohio, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
A group of lawmakers is again pushing legislation designed to expand local meat processing options. The Amplifying Processing of Livestock in the United States, or A-Plus Act, was reintroduced by Representatives Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, Mark Alford of Missouri, and Jimmy Panetta from California today. Johnson says the added processing capacity is needed outside of the largest meat packers, and this bill would eliminate barriers to help keep people from making investments in local processing. Alford says the bill would reform burdensome regulations without sacrificing consumer safety. A companion bill in the U.S. Senate is being led by Iowa's Joni Ernst and New Mexico Senator Ben Ray Lujan. The chairman of the U.S. House Ag Committee says farmers will need more support this year if a farm bill isn't passed this summer. Glenn G.T. Thompson says farmers need the programs included in the legislation.
If we wait any longer than June to get this farm bill done, I'm going to have to be back with leadership, I'm absolutely convinced, in December, begging for more economic relief. Our farmers don't want that. You know, they want this farm bill.
Thompson told state ag commissioners Wednesday there is a sense of urgency to get it done with the current ag economy.
We were looking at a situation at the end of 2024 where farmers and ranchers were not going to get access to credit the credit they need. Terrible impact on the farm families, but overall looking at the nation's needs. Food insecurity, which leads to national insecurity.
Thompson says he's looking forward to working with lawmakers on a full five-year farm bill that supports farmers and rural communities. The USDA reports the sale of 20,000 tons of U.S. soybean oil to unknown destinations. Soybean oil export sales are ahead of last marketing year thanks to competitive pricing with other vegetable oils. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agri America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agri America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agri America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agri America.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade has more business Friday, and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has some light trade developing Friday in parts of Kansas at $197, $2 lower than last week's weighted averages. Some asking prices remain firm around $199 to $200 in the south and $315 in the north. A very light scattered trade took place in the north on Thursday at $3.13, $2 lower than the previous week. Beef cutouts are mixed at midday with light to moderate box movement. Choice is up 64 cents at $3.11.82, and select is 7 cents lower at $3.02.06. The choice select spread is $9.76. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, feeder steers less than 800 pounds sold $3 to $8 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers less than 700 pounds were $4 to $9 higher. USDA says demand was moderate to good throughout the large sale, and buyers were somewhat selective. Feeder supply included 60% steers, and 82% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 706 to 741 pounds, brought $302 to $319.50. Feeder heifers, 665 to 697 pounds, sold for $278 to $293. Cash hog business is mixed at midday, with moderate opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like some buyers still had near-term supply needs to take care of, either for the end of the week or the start of next week. Upcoming tariffs would likely have an impact on pork exports, and it's been another week of wide swings for the wholesale market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were fractionally lower at midday, with a base range of 84 to 93. The Western Corn Belt was up 37 cents, with a weighted average of 89.72. The Iowa-Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average price of 89.36. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrels and gilts were priced at 62, sows were 60 to 69, and boars were marked at $19. Pork values were lower at midday, down 194 at 99.02. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The meeting at the White House between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky getting off to a tense start. Vice President J.D. Vance and members of Trump's cabinet also in the room. President Trump blaming Zelensky for being disrespectful.
Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
I.
You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful.
Zelensky trying to thank the U.S., but also working to get security guarantees for any peace deal with Russia.
I really count on your strong position to stop Putin. And you said that enough with the war. I think that is very important.
President Trump telling Zelensky he does not hold the cards. The meeting ending early, President Trump issuing a statement saying he believes Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved. This is ABC News. A Mexican drug cartel kingpin facing a Brooklyn judge today, charged with drug trafficking charges and other decades-old crime, gained him notoriety among DEA agents decades earlier. ABC's Lindsay Tuchman is outside the courthouse.
Rafael Caro Quintero arrived in New York last night after being extradited by Mexico. The 72-year-old, also known as RCQ, was convicted for the 1985 torture and murder of U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent Enrique Kiki Camarena.
They say diamonds are forever, but one dealer in New York City's Diamond District will do time for attempting to pass off fake lab stones for the real ones. Menashe Sezenayev, who operated Rachel's Diamonds, pleaded guilty to defrauding two diamond merchants by covertly swapping their diamonds for those lab-grown stones. The fake